Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are cruising through that morning. We're almost at the Alex Jones Show, which starts 11 a.m. It goes all the way to 3 p.m. We're ringing in your morning here with Suleiman, but I want to let you all know right now, we're going to do another 10 minutes with him. You want to call into the show? Now's your chance. 1-877-789-2539. That's the number to call. Again, that's 1-877-789-2539. Suleiman, we want to let you continue, finish up that last point you were making. Tim's got one more question for you. I've got one more question for you. Again, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on the show.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So the point was just simply that I don't think they'd ever leave, but the issue is you need to be cutthroat. You need to be brutal. This is your existence on the line. And I think that with Iran, because they're very lovely people, they're very soft people, they just don't want to escalate too much all the time. It's always they're relying on the US and Israel to escalate and then they will respond. So like, for example, they're waiting for the ground invasion and then they will respond. I think that you just simply in this war just can't do that. Look, public sentiment may go against you if you do something like this, but public sentiment isn't going to save your country. Public sentiment didn't save the Palestinians in Gaza. Public sentiment didn't save the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza who were taken out. It didn't basically save the millions of Palestinians who were injured. Even now, they've stolen Palestine from the Palestinians through this Gaza plan, which, again, public sentiment didn't save it. So public sentiment, in my view, let's forget about it. You need to do what you need to do to win this war. And that is and accelerating in the manner I said.
And that's what we're talking about right now. We're not talking about, as Trump calls it, a little excursion or a detour. We're talking about full war. This is the reality of full war. It is brutal. It is death. War is ultimately rotting corpses, and nobody wants that. But someone started this fight, and it wasn't Iran. Tim, your question.
So I'm going to ask the question in just a second. I just want to address the last thing that we were talking about, public sentiment. Israel and America would love for there to be a scenario that plays out where, you know, Iran backed itself into a corner to where it destabilizes its own country. Like I was saying, if, you know, let's say Iran does take action against desalinization plants and oil infrastructure, the Saudis and the Americans and the Israelis are going to go and attack that exact same civilian infrastructure. And then that's perfect opportunity for there to be regime change. And that kind of becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy of what they want. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. I get it. And I see your perspective. I agree with on certain points. And there's some other things that I'm like, maybe there is a better solution.
But we do diversity of thought.
We do diversity of thoughts, and we can healthily talk about these things. But one thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, your information. You are on top of the ball on a lot of these issues. There's tons of sources that
something breaks,
out.
You know.
Yeah, something breaks, you know. Like how, and you don't have, I'm not expecting you to like tell the guy who's your sources and you're like, how are you getting your information? Like how are you so on top of things?
Yeah, I'm on, so there's a few ways of disseminating information. Obviously, first of all, being in a large number of Telegram groups. The second thing is, I've been doing this for a while, so I do have sources on the ground, whether it's in Lebanon, whether it's in Iran, whether it's in Yemen, whether it's in actually the United States of America. And so we have built this kind of network of people or who are able to give us this information before it happens. So, for example, I knew this war was going to happen before it happened. I knew about the 12-day war the day before. So this kind of, and although I was told about it, I was not too sure at that time, but in the end, that source ended up being right. So it's just, as you know, doing this for a long time, you end up building your sources. And so you're aware of the information. There's a lot of people on the ground who then disseminate that information. Also in the Gulf as well, I have a number of sources. So we're quite blessed in that regard that over time, we've been given a lot of responsibility and trust, and we're able to do that. And in terms of your other point, in terms of regime change, I think the opposite. I think if Iran shows, right now, the entirety of Iran is united with Iran. And the reason is because they see this as an existential threat. They see this as a foreign invaders trying to destroy their own country. And then you saw what happened with those schoolgirls. I think if Iran shows weakness, if Iran doesn't go harder, I think the opposite may occur. That's when there is a chance that there could be a loss of trust, where they think that, look, you've taken us into this war, and yet you're not winning this war, that's when there is a possibility that there could be.
I
don't think it'll happen now.
You touch on something super important, and we got to pay our respects and we got to give them honor. We got to ultimately acknowledge what the U.S. is really, what the empire did. We killed 180 schoolgirls and their teachers. Okay, we burned them alive. What does the word Holocaust mean? Okay, everyone wants to talk about the Holocaust all the time. Holocaust means death by fire. That's what we did to those little girls and their teachers. It was a sickening double tap, a terrorist attack, where after the initial strike, after they're gathering in the safe room, holding each other, hugging each other, the second Tomahawk comes in. What does our president say? What does the imperial leader say? Well, it was them. It was them. Other nations have Tomahawks. You got a newsflash.
Casualty
for you.
Of war.
Got Japan, France, Germany, the UK, the only other nations that have Tomahawks. We did it clearly. Our government lied about it. And here's the thing. If you're listening to us right now, we're breaking down what's happening. You're like, I disagree. I still trust Trump. I think he's got goodwill. He doesn't want people to die. That's been proven to be false on the first day of the war. This is evil. We aid and abet in genocide and all these horrible conflicts. It just has to stop now. And I think even if we're on different ideological lines, even if we believe in different belief systems, all these things, we got to realize that we're all humans. We live on this planet together. We're all created by God. We have to honor each other. People aren't disposable units to be burned and thrown away in some sort of conflict for greater war or energy or power resources. Suleiman, I've developed these opinions over the years, really based off of the Ukraine war and watching what's been going on there. And I've been getting phenomenal coverage from people like you, but also people like Dialogue Works, like Nima, also people like Judge Napolitano and Glenn Deason. I got to say, just a little bit of a selfish ask here for Gray Area for American Journal. We really want to talk to Larry Johnson or Lawrence Wilkerson. We love those dudes. I've heard him on your space before. What do you think about minds like that? Because we have people that are 60, 70, 80 years old who have lived through 21st century, 20th century American empire and can speak to it. What do you think about voices like that and why they're valuable?
They're extremely important because what people don't realize is that when it's someone here is maybe you talking or Larry Johnson talking or Tim talking or, as you said, Lawrence Wilkinson, Daniel Davis, yes. These guys are extremely pro-America. They just know that this is negative even for the United States of America. So let's take Daniel Davis as an example. He's someone who was going to be part of the Trump administration. He was already accepted. He was already selected. And he had the handshake agreement. Just 12 hours before he was going to be anointed or they were going to present it to the public. And obviously Laura Loomer found out about it and made sure the nomination was pulled. But this is someone who was going to be part of the Trump administration and is very pro-America. Whenever I'm on the show, he's always like, our boys, this is not going to be good for us. And he's looking at it very much from a pro-American stance. And despite having that stance, he's saying, look, this war is going to be negative. A lot of American soldiers are going to be lost. We're going to lose this war because of all the things he said. And so I think those voices are extremely important because we look at it from an anti-war perspective. We don't want war. We want peace in the world. Some people are like, actually, we're not anti-war. We're just anti this war because we're going to lose. Because we're not going to achieve any of the goals, and this war isn't for us, but it's for Israel. So
I'm sorry to interrupt. Both moral and practical, and this is the point I always make about people in the current administration. Why wouldn't you resign and run in 2028 and be the hero? Because you look at it, it's just like these things aren't going to work the way you think they're going to work. Even if we are evil empire, we want to conquer everybody and declare victory. You can't win this war, so why would you do it, Tim?
Well, what it is, it's a sunk cost fallacy is what's happening.
Yes.
They're already in too deep. From the first decision, from the first 100 days, Trump has kind of, you know, gone back on a lot of the things that he promised, what we voted on specifically.
Yes.
And then we've seen decision after decision after decision. And after you get to a certain point, you've already invested so much energy into signaling to the people that you're really trying to appeal to that you just got to go all in. And we've silently sunk into, again, this isn't like me trying to spew Israeli propaganda or all those types of things. They do have a lot of influence on the United States government. And so now we're kind of like, well, we're not just going to cut our relations with Israel. So we might as well go all the way because we thought taking the regime out on that first day was going to do the job.
48 hours. It's going to be over.
Actually have as much control as we think. So you know what? Gulf states were like, you know what? You started this. You better finish it.
Right.
And that's where we're at. The sunk cost fallacy. I think that's what's going on.
I think
here.
This has been a phenomenal interview. We want to have you on again. We're pressed for time. Thank you so much, Suleiman. Where do they find you?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on. You can find me on X. Obviously, I've got quite a big X channel. That's Sheikh Suleiman. But my biggest focus is YouTube at the moment. With YouTube, we're doing a lot of interviews with military experts, geopolitical experts, experts from a wide range of sources. And then we also provide breaking news on that. And my YouTube is Suleiman Ahmed X, which is Suleiman Ahmed X. So you can see my name there, but with the X at the end. That is my YouTube, so you can check it out there.
Awesome. Suleiman, very much so a pleasure to have you on. Yes. We really appreciate you. We're going to do this again. We're going to try to have you on the gray area again as well. We're just going to continue this relationship because this is a phenomenal episode. We always have great conversations, so we really appreciate
you. Awesome. Thank you for your time,
sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
and I appreciate both of you as well. Thank you so much for standing against this war and standing for humanity. We really do appreciate you guys.
It's called being pro-humanity, man, and we're all on that team. We're all anti-war. Thank you so much, Suleiman. I want to let y'all know right now, got to let you know, got to plug because we're on the network, we're on the air. There's a new rolling sale up to 40% off NAD+, Shilajit caps and gummies, both MK Ultra, that's the powerful nootropic mineral blend. You got to want to get that. And the Atomic Defense, up to 35% off colostrum and life force, up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. Hey, purple cup, pour it up. Why not? Methylene blue and methylene red together. People like that combination. Creatine powder. And you got to listen to me. Alex Jones signature Faraday bag bundle. Inventory is getting low. It's a $500 value. If you're a VIP member, get it for under $200.
That bag is really nice.
And it's chock full of supplements, of gear, of hats, of shirts. That's what you want to get. The Faraday bag bundle. Everything on the site right now is discounted. New rolling sale on most of the items. Thank you so much. We got to get into calls now. Tim, which call you want to take?
Well, let's talk about some specifics. I think people want to talk about the Iran war, the things that we were just talking about. Let's just start with Brandon in Ohio. I think I remember you from the last time. Brandon, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi. So I just wanted to bring up the fact that every news talk that I hear is talking about how detrimental this whole situation is, and that this has the fulcrum point of pivoting towards nuclear war or total chaos and apocalypse. And that means that these people have a predetermined plan of how they're going to treat us after this is done. And so I think it's about time that Alex Jones, the Joe Rogans, the powerful people of the world, step up, put their money where their mouth is, organize. I know Alex Jones doesn't have all this money because he's persecuted and stuff.
Right.
But there are people who do, and they need to get us down. We need to be in Washington, D.C., and we need to be sitting on the sidewalks lining the public fairways with nothing but the people who are anti-Israel.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Here's the thing. The peaceful Martin Luther King Jr. style protest, protesting for our civil rights and into the war and into our rape as citizens, that's 100% what we need. We don't need the pageantry of left and right, and the left wears the pussy hat, and on the right they wear, you know, whatever clothing and regalia, the Patriot Front outfit. We need Americans out there, divorced from a political party, really, because both the parties have sold us out there demanding peace. I know I'm calling for it. I think you're absolutely right. Phenomenal call. Thank you, Brandon. Let's go to Tim in California. Another Tim. Talk about your deep dive.
Real estate. It's on. Tim, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hey, great to talk to both of you. And Tim, first time saying hello to you. And yeah, that deep dive this morning was awesome. And I'm in no way an expert about these real estate matters or so forth. But just being an old guy, I can tell you, I think part of the thing that factors into this is the devaluation of our currency starting in 71 when Nixon dropped the gold standard. Yep. And, you know, you could buy a brand new Camaro Z28. I mean, the Z28 for $3,100.
Wow.
Okay. You could buy a brand new nice house for $14,000.
Yep.
And that same house today here in Southern California might be worth $750,000 or more.
Now question for you, Tim. When you were our age, you know, what was your line of work? Like, what were you doing for a living? What was it really like? I'm curious about these things. Like, were you
cost
able to
living.
Cost of living? Did you ever feel strapped at that point?
Well, I don't want to tell you too much, but I will tell you this. for a period of time, I was working at a frozen pizza factory. Mm-hmm. And man, you wouldn't think you could make a lot of money doing that. But man, they were absolutely throwing money around hand over fist. They wanted you to learn a new skill as quick as you could. Like you go from the sauce room to the cheese machine to the meat room to you got to get your forklift certification and on and on. And they just keep giving you raises and raises. And hey, I'm just a single guy, but I got my own pad and, I got my own car. I got a motorcycle. If I wanted a boat, I could have got a boat because I was in rural Tennessee. So, I mean, I could have done whatever I wanted. I was buying drinks for the girls and everything. So, but I didn't buy a house. I was a rambling man. So I wasn't going to settle down anytime soon. So
Tim, you're making me cry. You're making me cry because those do not exist for our generation, do they, Rex?
Yeah, the rent's like $2,000 now. You got taxes out the wazoo. Your money, you can't buy a cheeseburger for less than $15. I mean, you think about the food inflation; it's so crazy. I mean, I remember the dollar menu. We all remember the dollar menu.
I was there for the dollar menu. That was the last great area. Now it's the value menu where you could get it for $1.99. Close enough, right?
Sure. Your thoughts in closing, Tim.
Well, but see the whole concept for like a Trump defending in a certain way is in a way he's right. For anyone that happened to get involved or hooked up in a house or houses or so forth, if you did, then over time the lessening of the value of your money by definition makes it further and further out of reach and more money to buy one.
Yeah,
it's because the money is worth less. Yes. The money is worth less. So you got to spend more money to get the same thing. That's why you can't get a Camaro Z28 for $3,100 today.
Wow. Think about what he just said. $3,100 for a sports car. I mean, we're living in the new age now. Thank you so much for your call, Tim. We hope you call back in. Let's go to Timothy, another Tim in Nebraska, asking about the Zeolite. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Do you hear me all right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Be careful about the swearing, but we're good. We're all right. We're all right. Yeah, I can hear you.
I hear you as if I'm calling my buddy across the street.
Mm-hmm.
My question about zeolite is that I take a lot of supplements.
Right.
Either sea moss, this telogy, and I'll get into all those things if you want, because I've had a positive effect. My question about zeolite is, will it be a waste of money? Because if I take zeolite and all these other supplements, am I just going to pee it out?
It's a good question. So what zeolite is, and there's multiple different kinds of it. We have one of the top white-labeled versions of it. What it is a dechelator, right, or a chelator. It strips the heavy metals out. It has a negative ionic charge. It binds to specific things like lead, for example, and it has these effects. Here's the thing. If you haven't had that heavy metal exposure, if you don't feel like you've been subject to that, then maybe it's not the right choice for you, just in the same way that someone, maybe if they're on SSRIs or other strong drugs, maybe everyone doesn't need to take methylene blue. But the thing is, we produce the products as a resource for you, the viewer listener, kind of like a deep dive. We give you the starting point and we want you to do your own research. And then literally all you got to do is ask ChatGPT, ask Google now, literally just look it up, PubMed, check the studies on all these things that we sell, and then make the decision based off of that. There's no secret or esoteric knowledge, but these are real compounds that work. Thank you for your call. We're pressed on time. I got to go to the next guy. Billy in Ohio, how are you doing today?
Hello?
Howdy. Yep.
Oh, hi. I'm Billy from Oklahoma, but I thought you were talking about someone else.
Oh, I apologize. It said Ohio here on the machine. I bet.
You're good, dude. You're good. I just wanted to raise a theory and a product plug, too, but I'll raise the theory first. So I was trying to think about, like, the timeline of Trump betraying his base, and I was just thinking, like, man, what happened around the time where he started to go sideways? And is it too far of a stretch to think that, like, you remember he got his updated COVID boosters still like an idiot?
Right.
Do you think that could have anything to do with it? I mean, who knows even what they're giving him?
Yeah.
It could be anything, right?
I think he is drugged up just like many other presidents before him. I mean, he wouldn't be the first. And if you go back and look at Trump's history, he had some really strong amphetamine prescriptions from like a New York Dr. Feelgood. So I don't know. I think they're all kind of like looming specters that are kept alive by pharmacology. He definitely went through a shift. I would say more for me, it's Butler, Pennsylvania. And I look at that.
It made him a hardened man too. I mean, I look at him. Sometimes he looks like he has a lot of energy. Some other days you can tell that he's exhausted. But for him at his age to be doing what he's doing and maybe going off of 3 or 4 hours of sleep, I'm like, caffeine can't do it alone.
That is the key. I don't mean to interrupt you, Tim, because that's the point my dad made. He's like, look, if I stay awake for 2 days, 3 days, things start getting really creepy and really weird and you got to go to bed. Trump, essentially, old people, melatonin levels decline as you age. So he's already getting worse quality sleep, less sleep, going to bed earlier, waking up earlier, the whole nine yards that we know about older people. He's sleepwalking, like you say. Do you see what I'm saying, Tim?
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Anything else, Brian?
Dude, I love the methylene blue. I know Nitric Boost isn't in the Alex Jones store, but boy, that stuff works really good.
We're coming back with it. It's being reloaded by Bigley right now under new label, new name, new form. You're going to have your Nitric Boost.
All right. Well, man, it's really affecting the cost of living for me because every time I finish a bottle of that stuff, my wife ends up knocked up, and I got like 15 kids and one on the way, man. I can't.
Wow. We love it. That's a good problem to have, fixing the birth rate crisis. Yeah, you're telling me methylene blue is giving you kind of like an Amish family?
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't keep her off of me. I slip some into my wife's food, and dude, I'll tell you what, can't keep her off of me.
Yeah, nice. Well, hey, you got to try the power plant sometimes, man. I think you'll find that's really incredible. That's a blend that I made that doesn't rely on all those crazy LH medic herbs. What it relies on is a high-quality mineral blend proven to boost testosterone and free testosterone combined with stuff that modulates cortisol so you have more fuel source for your hormones. Thank you so much, Billy, for the – oh, go ahead.
No, you're good. I wanted to cover the breaking news that's going on.
Okay, let's cover the breaking news really quick.
Okay,
Thank you, Billy.
Breaking news. President Trump departs from the White House on his way to the Supreme Court, where he will be the first president in history to sit and listen to the court's oral arguments as it weighs the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship.
Wow, that's breaking news right now. The first time it's ever happened, the president sitting in the Supreme Court to hear oral argument. We're going to be tracking that story as it develops for sure. President Trump attended the arguments but left. I got out quickly. Nobody gets out quicker than me.
He just wanted to be Soldier Boy and said he's the first.
Yeah.
I'm the first. That's all he wanted to do. Keep going.
You know, what we used to say at swim team is that the first is the worst, the second is the best, the third is the one with the treasure chest, okay? But we're all kind of the ones with the treasure chest here because we get to watch all of it happen. And I love doing it here on the American Journal. I know Tim loves it as well. And here's the thing. We do the deep dive. We do the phenomenal news blitz, and we have the best interviews around. If you want to see more of us, the place to find us is Gray Area Talks on X. We're at like 3.2 right now. It would be amazing to get to 3.5. If y'all are tuning in for the Alex Jones Show, we're here doing the American Journal. If you want to check us out, Thursday and Sunday, the place to be, let me tell you, at 7:30 p.m., you want to be in our live chat, in our live stream. You want to be a part of the Gray Area Show because it's a show like this one. It's for the powerful, discerning consumer.
And if you like the deep dives that I'm doing, I would also appreciate a follow because these are the things that I really care about.
Let's
you guys.
Let's throw Truism
and
Tim up there
and giving you guys information. You can find me on X at Truism Tim. Again, these are the things that we cover specifically so that you guys can be informed. And at the same time, it's just been a pleasure to host the American Journal and just be given this opportunity. And the last thing that you guys should know is on Friday, speaking of guests, we have James Fishback that will be
coming in. Florida gubernatorial, isn't that a fun word to say? Gubernatorial candidate James Fishback, of course, running against Byron Donalds. We're going to be talking to him, talking about AIPAC money, his grassroots campaign, all of it. We're very excited for that. We got high caliber guests for you. This really is a good show. This really is a good show. We've interviewed Fishback before. We've interviewed Suleiman before. We've interviewed Simon Dixon before. And we're going to keep interviewing these people as they track. If he wins, if he loses, we'll go to Florida. We'll have him back on the show. Who knows? It's an adventure and a journey to be here on the Gray Area. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel great. You know, you want to tune in at 10 a.m. on Friday. We're going to be here. I won't be here tomorrow. Rex is going to be holding down the fort doing a solo. But again, I love you guys. I appreciate the opportunity. We're going to continue to do this as long as this plays out. So
I want you to pick up the sword of life today, and I want you to go out on a journey, on a hero's journey of your own. I want you to go out there, challenge and seize victory, demand excellence from your political officials, from yourself, everything you can do in life, try to help another person and live up to the standard of Jesus Christ, who we all worship and adore. Thank you so much for being here on the American Journal. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, catch us live tomorrow.
It all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless.